This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. The 9th day of March. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning, and hopefully all you folks in Fairburn sprung ahead. Turned them clocks ahead.
Hope you got those clocks right.
Yep, get them clocks right. You don't want to show up at church, you know, hour early. It's 8:03 exactly right now, making it official. We're going to talk about these Hawks. Listen, and we got three cheers and three jeers too.
Okay.
Haven't got to.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a little bit to do with mine. But we have a special guest on here right now, Mr. Crenshaw. Would you do the honors?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, of course, we're here for tournament time for college basketball. Already some tournaments have taken place and more coming on the way. And then, of course, we got March Madness and the Final Four. A new staple that came on several years ago was the HBCU All-Star Game, All-Star Classic. And Coach Travis Williams joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline to tell us about it. Coach, good morning. Welcome into Sunday morning with Sam and Greg here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely.
Great to have you on. My goodness, this is what, year 4?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, you're 4 for the men and
First ever for the women's.
You're adding the women this
same
year.
Same time.
Talk about this year's event and what people can expect.
In less than 30 days, we're truly blessed with this God-driven vision. 30 days in the great city of San Antonio, we're hosting the fourth ever Men's HBCU All-Star Game, a celebration of the best in black college basketball. And now we're witnessing this time the equality and exposure and access for our women. We're hosting the first ever Women's HBCU All-Star Game ever during the 40-plus year history of the NCAA March Madness Tournament Championship in San Antonio. So what a historic moment to celebrate the best in black college basketball for our men and our women HBCU All-Stars. That, as you all know, it's long overdue providing this national and global platform of recognizing the great talent that we have on and off the basketball court, but more importantly, to be able to celebrate black excellence at the highest level during college basketball biggest weekend.
Coach, is this a tournament that moves around? Where are you going to have it next year? Is it always going to be in San Antonio? I mean, I know it's 4 years in, but what's your vision for this moving forward as far as where you're going to take it around the country?
Yeah, so these are, think about it. At this current moment, we've been able to watch, we have a national scouting staff that has been watching these young men and young women. We have over 100 plus we've been watching throughout the 24-25 basketball season. As you and I know, you've been in this space for a long time. The historic significance and why it's such a big event, wherever the Final Four go, we go. That's important because all eyes are on Final Four weekend, and that's the biggest and global national platform that you can be in. So it's important for us to go wherever the Final Four go because we're the last thing standing. Think about it. We have all these great tournaments that are going on prior, you know, tournament championships, and everything goes into March Madness. But when it's all said and done, all roads lead to San Antonio during Final Four weekend. That's the historic significance of it in those hosting cities along with the Final Four.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning. Travis Williams with HBCU All-Star Game. It is social. You can find it at HBCU All-Star Game, all together at HBCU All-Star Game. What do you do? I mean, you talk about people who are monitoring players and who are scouting them. How much moving around do you do? How many games and different sites and campuses do you get to visit during this time?
I think I appreciate you asking that question. We call it the HBCU All-Stars Tour. So after 17 successful years of coaching, God placed this vision in my spirit to change the direction of our HBCUs. We call it Ear and Oar. Exposure, access, recognition, opportunity, resource, and results for our proud and prestigious and tradition-rich HBCUs, hardworking, talented, ambitious, and very deserving students and student-athletes, and some of our most brilliant coaches across the country and global around the world that don't get the shine. So it's upon me to change that the trajectory and narrative to go to these campuses and show that we have some of the most talented and ambitious, some of the very talented students, student-athletes, and coaches that don't get the notoriety or the shine. So it's upon me and my company to go out and watch these games and scout these games and watch these players. And it's important for me in this space to keep showing the world that HBCUs matter. So I'm attending these games. I'm out here marketing and promoting the great game of basketball in this HBCU space. And so that's what I do. And so planning events of this magnitude, I live in San Antonio at least 2 to 3 times a month. And so for me, it's the planning that goes in hosting an event of this magnitude and making sure the city of San Antonio understands that. But more importantly, making sure that our alums, our universities, given the exposure and the access and provide some of the same opportunities. Let me read this stat to you guys. There are currently 450 NBA players, 30 NBA teams, 144 WNBA players, 12 WNBA teams. Do you realize there's zero representation of HBCUs on any NBA roster this year? Take it one step further. There have been 528-plus players that have been on active NBA rosters, none of those players have been HBCUs. So my ultimate God-driven vision is to keep putting us front and center and showing that we're just as talented, but we're not provided the same opportunities and access and resources. And that's why I'm fighting after 17 successful years. As many of you know, I've been on both sides of the aisle. I played college basketball at Georgia State. I got into business with Lefty Driesell, and I finished my coaching career with Ron Hunter there at Georgia State. And in October 2019, God placed divisions. Don't worry about coaching. This is what you're getting ready to do. You're getting ready to change the objective about HBCUs and show the world HBCUs matter.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like right around the corner there should be some sort of TV partner that you'll be with, somewhere where folks can view the game in real time. Is that around the corner?
Oh, that's around the corner, and certainly I want to give a big shout-out to, you all know that the game was live broadcasted for the past 3 years on CBS television network. Unbelievable partnership that kind of helped launch what this HBCU All-Stars and HBCU All-Stars movement was about. So in the past 3 years, we've been able to touch over 1.6 million of viewers have been able to tune in on that prime time Sunday, one day before the men's national championship game. And then on top of that, we've hosted two consecutive sellouts. So as you all know, it's launched in April 2022 in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get a better audience. You had Duke, North Carolina, Villanova, Kansas, the Blue Bloods. And we had our first ever HBCU All-Star game during the 40-year history of the NCAA March Madness tournament. April 2023 in Houston, first time ever HBCU All-Star game on an HBCU campus at Texas Southern University. We sold out. April 2024 in Phoenix, where you and I know there are no HBCUs in that part of the region, the Valley of the Sun. Second consecutive sellout at Grand Canyon University. And many of you know the last state to recognize Dr. King's legacy and holiday, and then to take the entire HBCU All-Star movement to Phoenix and have a sellout at Grand Canyon University. This is truly a God-driven vision of what we're doing. And now we're proud to announce that this game will be broadcast on the CW Network on Sunday, April 6th, 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so to be able to do this on a national and global platform in a great partnership with CW Network, we're truly excited to where this is going from now into the future.
Yeah, spending time with Travis Williams. Obviously, you don't have to go far to watch for talent this week because Atlanta's just had the SIAC tournament and the SWAC tournament's coming into town. If people want to get out and see him, tell people what they can expect to see. Of course, the SWAC is coming to town. They're going to be down at Gateway this week.
Listen, this whole week, the SIAC tournament championship was held at Morehouse College Forbes Arena. I'm telling you, we got a chance to see some of the best black college basketball played. We got a chance to see the underdog, Savannah State, win the SIAC championship with an interim coach after Coach Broadneck stepped down early in the season. Mm-hmm. Savannah State ended up winning the SIAC championship yesterday afternoon and defeating Tuskegee. But all the games were high level. You had Clark Atlanta, who won the East Region of the SIAC regular season championship. You had Miles College, who won the West. And then you had a lot of these teams playing. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the tournament. You know, you got to be ready to go with the new basketball season. And that is the beautiful thing about the tournament championship. Savannah State, one of the lowest seeds, in knocking off everybody and winning a championship yesterday with an interim coach. And so, and then, of course, you talk about, and not only that, and then Miles Women, who's won consecutive SIAC Conference Tournament Championship. So I want to make sure we give our women a shout-out in this space because they're playing at a high, high level as well. And then, of course, you got the SWAC Tournament Championship. That'll be here live at the Gateway Center. So we have some of the best SWAC teams that are playing. Southern University is on a roll, and as I'm not mistaken, they just won the regular season conference tournament championship on the women's side, as on the men's side as well as the women's side. So the SWAC tournament, the leadership here, it's going to be some big time basketball. And as you know, Atlanta is the sports capital of the world.
It's true. It's true. It's very true that it's happening. It just so happens that not one, but two HBCU tournaments are taking place here. And, of course, you're going to be checking out some of the action there as you get set to head for San Antonio for the big event this year. All-Star Games, men's and women's All-Star Games. You're going to have HBCU bands, cheerleaders, dance teams, step teams. If people come out to this event, they're going to see so much when they come out there, right?
Oh, it's amazing. For the individuals that really want to understand the magnitude of it, you mentioned earlier, go to HBCUAllStarGame.com. It tells the story. Follow us on all social media platforms, HBCU All-Star Game, HBCU All-Stars. You can truly see the impact. This is a true HBCU All-Star Game experience. We're going to have Grambling State University Band, the cheer, the dance team. We're going to have our Divine Nine Greek Unity Stroll. This is a celebration. We're even going to have business vendors set up during our fan fest leading into the game. We will have a college admissions fair going on during the game. And so when we go to these hosting cities, especially San Antonio, it's bigger than basketball. We leave a legacy court. We have left a legacy court back in every one of these hosting cities, which is important as our give back. We do a college admissions fair. As you and I know, there are over 100-plus HBCUs across the country. We've averaged 40 to 50 HBCUs that come to our hosting cities and participate and expose the local young high schools to the great work our HBCUs are doing. So I've challenged the great city of San Antonio. This will be the year that we have been able to touch over 10,000 students and expose them to our HBCUs. The important work we're doing. We have over 150 interns that'll be a part of this epic double hitter HBCU All-Star game, because we have the men's game and then we have our women immediately following in this epic double hitter. So this is going to be all eyes on San Antonio one day before the men's national championship. Freeman Coliseum in Bexar County, the east side community of San Antonio, will be the hottest ticket in town. So I'm encouraging anyone that is listening to this, get your tickets now. You do not want to be on the outside looking in of this third consecutive sellout, Freeman Coliseum, a celebration of the best in black college basketball, representing all of our four premier black college conferences, the MEAC, the SWAC, the CIAA, SIAC, and our independent schools, Tennessee State, Hampton, North Carolina, and T, because they play a non-HBCU conference. It is a celebration at the highest level.
Fantastic. Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Always great to catch up with you, and look forward to a great show coming out there, but a great show this week when the SWAC hits town. Thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys. Keep up the great work. You've always been first class in everything you do, and I really appreciate the support.
All right.
Appreciate
all right.
That. Thank you.
That's Coach Travis Williams.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.